Hello, loyal listeners. This is Gary. And it should be obvious, since I have not opened with my famous opening theme music, this is not the much-anticipated episode 100. Turns out doing an artist residency takes up a lot more time and effort than I had imagined, you know, me not being an artiste. So, with that and the combination of the fact that the residency area did not have fast internet or even very reliable internet, I was unable to collect enough stories to do a show. So, I have a dilemma. Now, the end of the residency has tail-ended with the annual visit of the mother-in-law. My wife and I have graciously given up our master suite and moved all of our bedding material down into the Oliver Berentock bunker. So, my studio equipment is kind of all over the place. There's not a lot of room down here with all the beer. So I have to delay the 100th episode for a little bit, and I haven't even had time to do any notes episode. So I had this great idea. I'm going to use the randomizer to randomly select an episode I've done in the past. Let's do a little best of I'll have a beer and talk lead up to episode 100. So let me activate the randomizer right now, and I will play whatever episode it brings up. I'll see you in a couple days. Future world, this is Gary speaking to you from the past. Sorry. At the time I am posting this, I am hopefully recovering quite nicely from surgery and very probably don't want to talk and can't have a beer, so I made this special 8-ounce episode in advance. For these 8-ounce episodes, I have a small quantity of whatever beer I tend to have laying around here in the bunker, and I have that while I talk about one story. I've had this one story in reserve for a while, so I'm glad I remembered that it existed, waiting until my greatest need. The random beer that I have just laying around is New Belgium Brewing's Belgo, a 7% ABV Belgian-style India Pale Ale. It is a Belgian IPA, obviously, which is the Belgian take on the American version of the India Pale Ale. Confused? You are not alone. The Belgian IPA uses Belgian yeast strains and American hops, producing a beer that has cleaner bitterness and is drier than a typical American IPA. According to BeerAdvocate.com, this is a style still very much in development. I don't have a beer mic right now, nor do I have a glass to pour this into, but here's a transition noise anyway. Yahoo! So I'll just hold this in front of the mic and open it. Not nearly as exciting as when I pour the into a glass, but whatever. Oh, that smells very hoppy, and there's a little floral on the back end of the hop smell. Well, I mean, hops are flowers, but it's pronounced. It's kind of the regular hop burst that I expect, and then a nice little like bouquet at the end. It has a bouquet. Yeah, it's just like a little, nice little wave of a slight hop and carbonation just rolling down my tongue. Quite nice. Yeah, and a very, very floral aftertaste, too. Wow, that is really, really interesting. Belgo. Good work. So, the one story that I have for you is about paper. Surprise! According to Atlas Obscura, for over 700 years, the British Parliament has been using an expensive product to record their official documents. That product is vellum. Vellum, whose name is derived from the Latin word for made from calf, which I'm going to horribly mispronounce right now, vitulinum, is a parchment made from calf skin. I looked that up on Wikipedia. Vellum is produced by skinning an animal, usually a calf, then involves cleaning the skin, bleaching it, stretching it across a frame, and then meticulously scraping the remaining fur off the skin with a knife. The amount of sheets from a single skin can vary depending on the size of the skin and the size of the desired sheets, but generally 3.5 medium-sized sheets can be produced from one average calf skin. Vellum sheets can last in excess of 1,000 years, and before the advent of easier-to-manufacture forms of archival paper, vellum was used when you wanted a document to last. All of the most important medieval manuscripts were written on vellum, and even 1/4 of the 180 copies of the Gutenberg Bible were printed on vellum. I think that counts to the first limited run of a book. Anyway, vellum has been used as the material of choice for documentation by the British Parliament since its inception in 1264. All Acts of Parliament are printed on vellum. However, in February 2016, discontinuation of vellum for archival purposes and a switch to archival paper was announced by the House of Lords. Producing vellum is resource-intensive and, due to low demand, is expensive, and vellum is actually quite bulky and not cheap to store as well. The House of Lords said that if the government would switch to archival paper, they could save upwards of £80,000, which is roughly $116,000 American dollars, each year. The switchover was scheduled for April 1st, 2016, but the decision did not sit well with a lot of people, both within government and without. Many questioned the longevity of archival paper. Parliament member Sarah Hodgson stated, "I can't see why, when there's something that exists that is so sturdy and will last for centuries, that we would want to scrap that in favor of using parchment paper." Incidentally, if stored properly, papers such as washi, which is made from the inner bark of the mulberry plant, can last over 1,000 years. So, not the 250-year maximum lifespan that the article on Atlas Obscura mentions for non-vellum archival paper. Trust me, I'm a papermaker. Anyway, Cabinet Minister Matthew Hancock quickly intervened, agreeing to fund the continuation of vellum use from the Cabinet Office's budget. In a statement to The Telegraph, Hancock said, "Recording our laws on vellum is a millennium-long tradition, and surprisingly cost-effective. While the world around us constantly changes, we should safeguard some of our great traditions and not let the use of vellum die out." Just like the art of handmade papermaking. Don't let it die. Speaking of handmade papermaking, Pulp and Deckel, this show's sponsor, has picked up the title and keys to the new Pulpmobile. We are planning on doing a live stream tour of the vehicle on Facebook. We've currently scheduled a live stream for Thursday, September 1st at 5:45 p.m. Pacific, which is 8:45 p.m. Eastern. You can check out the details at pulpanddeckle.com, that is pulpanddeckle.com, and also on the Facebook page at facebook.com/pulpanddeckle, that is facebook.com/pulpanddeckle. So that's it. You learned all about vellum. Hooray. Well, so hopefully next week I'll be all healed up for a regular show. So until then, please visit ihaveitradio.weebly.com to see if I put anything there. And send feedback, story suggestions, viewer recommendations, and get well messages to wherever may have found me. Like on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, on Spreaker, on the Twitters and Instagram and Snapchat at ihaveitradio. And on the Facebook at facebook.com/ihaveitradio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye.